Disciplinary proceedings are now underway against the Milwaukee police officer whose actions sparked riots in the Sherman Park neighborhood. He fatally shot Seville Smith in August. The district attorney has not yet announced whether he'll file charges in that case, but the DA has now charged Officer Dominique Hagan Brown with 5 counts of sexual misconduct. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the new accusations stem from an attack that allegedly happened the same weekend as the shooting.
The criminal complaint alleges Officer Hagan Brown took the victim to a bar on the night of August 14th, the day after the fatal shooting. They drank and watched TV coverage of the protests. The victim says at one point he felt like he had been drugged and woke up to find Hagan Brown assaulting him. Police Chief Ed Flynn calls the officer's alleged conduct altogether awful.
So this is extraordinarily disappointing. These are grave charges. These are charges that go to the heart of our code of conduct, of our oath to protect and serve. They cast a pall over all of us because we recognize that unfortunately too many people will judge the actions and conduct of the many by the excesses of one individual.
The complaint also alleges that the officer offered 2 other people money for sex in recent months and that he assaulted another unconscious person in July. In addition, Flynn says Hagan Brown has been charged internally for violations of the department's code of conduct. He says the officer has been suspended with pay and may face the possibility of losing his job down the line.
Well, he has a right to respond to charges. I mean, there is due process in internal investigations as well as in the criminal law. So the charges are being drawn up. He'll have an opportunity to respond to those charges, and then we'll make a determination.
Flynn says a pre-hiring background check on Hagan Brown didn't turn up any red flags. Milwaukee Police Association President Mike Crivello cautioned people against rushing to judgment. In a statement, Crivello said his union is proud to represent 1,600 truly professional officers. He says that in any large organization, there may be times that one or a few people may discredit the rest. But he says this case is by no means reflective of the overwhelming majority of good officers. Mayor Tom Barrett also weighed in. He says no matter the rank or circumstances, Milwaukee police officers must be held to the highest standards of conduct. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.